I think it actually gives us more
ability
than just extending the time, Jim. I think it gives us the ability to waive some things.
Can't waive the minimum standards.
I'm talking about the language that says here. It gives you some ability to do that.
12 months.
It's not talking about months.
Well,
operators currently providing activities have 12 months from the date of the adoption to become compliant.
Unless otherwise determined by the county. So the county has the ability to say you don't have to become compliant.
With
another year or another 6 months.
It could be time or it could be something other than that.
But unless another time? Another person?
I think the language is better as it is because I think it does give us some wiggle room.
Yeah, that sounds reasonable.
I think that's key to all.
Well, you can't, but you can't say you don't have to meet the standards.
That's your interpretation.
No, that's the FAA. That's the
no,
FAA.
You're one person, Jim. That's your interpretation.
Yeah, that was Todd. Yeah, that was the conversation we had on the phone with the FAA. Was
well, you know, a lot of the times we go get an opinion, and I don't. Mm-hmm. I'm sitting here as the chairman of this committee. I don't know how that was conveyed to the FAA to get that opinion, and so that concerns me.
It's also written in the FAA's compliance handbook that they have to be applied to all service providers.
Jim, okay? I'm very concerned about how it's conveyed to the FAA, all right? And this committee is not part of that conveyance, and we don't get an understanding, and it could be the way it's conveyed mm-hmm. could certainly paint a very negative picture or a picture that is not completely true. And what we want to make sure is that we get a true opinion with all the facts and data. Because how many times have many of us been in meetings that when once we hear one side, it's like, you know what, that just is not right. And then when you hear the other side, it's like, oh, I didn't understand it that way. So we've got to make sure that we're conveying a good, true picture to the FAA when needed.
That's and I've also been involved with the FAA long enough from our end to know that what they say at one time, 3 years from now or 5 years from now, there can be a different person there and they can say a completely different thing.
You're a pretty good guy, give them 3 years.
Okay. But I'm saying that this language, the way it's written, is better for us than tying it strictly to the months, Jim.
I like that language too, unless otherwise determined by the county.
It's time
for personal negotiation with taking into account a particular situation and the circumstances around the evolution of that situation. And I got to believe that the voters of this county elect brilliant people to serve as the commissioners. reasonable people to serve as commissioners. Sam, I'm looking at you.
He's ignoring you.
Seriously, though, reasonable people to sit, reasonable decisions. I'm with you. I sort of like that language. It gives the county a chance to make a reasonable decision.
The wiggle room is what I like. It gives you some flexibility there, not to be, hey, you do this or you're out.
Or maybe to extend the time frame for a particular compliance to the end of the term of the lease.
Take this line off.
You know, there's lots of options there.
No, this one.
I would agree.
Yes, sir.
Is this open to the public, too?
Sure.
Go ahead.
I don't know. I can't figure it out. I've been in aviation before most of you were born. I've been at Bridgeport, New Jersey. It closed because of a lot of red tape. Mostly because somebody took off on a hot day and crashed in a school field. That closed. I've been in Shannon. That was closed. That's up between Westchester and Coatesville because of a clown up there in the family stole airplanes that killed that. I was at Newgarden. I was at Wings also. Wings, one of the first airports around where the AOPA was started. They got so bad with their rentals that a lot of people moved out of there. Pete Karen even got out of there. Okay, I was at Newgarden. Newgarden finally sold there. That was a private airport. They finally sold to their